Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Hello. You can find me at Tarot360 Astrology on Instagram if you wish to know anything more. So concerning the tarot deck with the minor arcana, there are four suits, the cups, the pentacles, the wands, and the swords. So I'm going to do four different recordings to explain each one. So let's talk about the wands, which is the suit of fire. And I wanted to start by saying something that might reframe this entire suit for you. Wands are not just the passion and creativity cards. That's the bumper sticker version. The real version is more interesting and, frankly, more useful. Wands are the suit of will. Raw, directed, sometimes completely unhinged will. The part of you that decides at 11 p.m. on a Sunday that you're going to completely change your life. The part that signs up for things. The part that starts things. Whether it finishes them is a separate conversation. We'll get there. The element of wands is fire. And fire is one of those things humans have had a complicated relationship with since the beginning of human history, which makes sense because fire is the element that cooks your food and heats your home and lights your path through the dark and also burns everything down if you stop paying attention for 20 minutes. And we all know, as I've said on numerous occasions, people are too poor to pay attention a lot of times. Not all the time, though. So that tension, that's the entire suit of wands in one paragraph. In the Western esoteric tradition that shaped modern tarot, the Hermetic Kabbalah, the Golden Dawn system from the late 19th century, fire is associated with the world of Atziluth. That's Atziluth. And that's the realm closest to divine source. Before form, before thought, pure emanation, pure creative will. Which is why wands cards feel the way they do. They don't feel like planning. They don't feel like analyzing. They feel like something moving through you that wants to become real. The zodiac signs that rule this suit are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And those are the three fire signs. And if you know even a little astrology, you already know what we're working with. Aries kicks the door open and asks questions later. Leo believes, with complete sincerity, that the spotlight was invented specifically for them. Some people would agree with that assessment, by the way. Sagittarius is already planning the next adventure before the current one is finished. Put those three personalities together, and you get wands energy. Visionary, magnetic, occasionally impossible to keep up with, and absolutely convinced that whatever they're currently excited about is going to change everything. Sometimes it does. That's the thing. Sometimes it genuinely does. Here's a historical detail that changes how you read this suit. In older European tarot decks, the Tarot de Marseille, the 15th century Milanese decks that nobility actually used, this suit wasn't called wands. It was called batons, or staves, or rods. And a staff in that world was not a random stick. It was a symbol of authority. A king held a scepter to show he had the right to act. A shepherd carried a staff to guide the flock. A ceremonial magician used a wand to direct will into manifestation. So when the wand's card appears, it's not just asking about your enthusiasm, it's asking about your authority, your willingness to act, to lead, to direct your own energy with purpose rather than just letting it fly around the room, setting things on fire. That could be a good time for some people, I'm just saying. Figuratively, mostly figuratively. Let's walk through the story the suit tells, because the minor arcana have a narrative arc. The wands tells one of the most dramatic ones in the deck. The ace of wands is the spark. In the Rider-Waite imagery, the classic deck most people learn on, a hand reaches from a cloud holding a wooden branch that is already budding, already alive. It hasn't been planted. It hasn't been watered. It doesn't need to be. This is the idea that arrives fully formed and urgent. The 2 a.m. thought that you can't shake. The creative impulse that shows up uninvited and refuses to leave until you do something with it. Now, the 3 of wands is what happens when the spark becomes a plan in motion. The figure stands on a cliff watching ships sail toward the horizon. Ships he sent. The investment has been made. The work has been launched. The now comes the part no fire sign is naturally good at. Waiting. Patiently. Without refreshing the page every 4 minutes. Now the 7 of wands is the moment when success attracts opposition. You've built something, something visible, something that matters. And now other people have opinions about it. The figure stands on high ground, fending off challenges from below. This is not a bad card. High ground is a good place to be. It just comes with the responsibility of defending what you've built. And then there's the 10 of wands. This is the card I want to spend a moment with because it's one of the most psychologically honest images in the entire deck. A figure carries 10 heavy staves toward a distant town. He is bent under the weight. He can barely see where he's going. And every tarot book you've ever read will say this card means taking on too much. Which is true, but it's incomplete. Because look, he could put some of them down. Nobody is forcing him to carry all 10 at once. The burden is real. But the insistence on carrying everything alone is a choice. The 10 of wands is about what happens when your dream becomes your identity. And asking for help starts to feel like admitting failure. It's the specific exhaustion of the person who started something on fire and slowly turned it into a full-time stress position and is now too proud or too afraid to redistribute the load. The suit of wands begins with a divine spark and ends with someone who forgot why they lit the match. That's not a warning against ambition. That's a warning against being a martyr and wearing a productivity costume. The court cards of this suit are a study in fire at different levels of maturity. The Page of Wands is pure enthusiasm with no particular plan, which is exactly right for a page because pages are students. They're supposed to throw themselves at things and learn from the explosion. The Page of Wands is the person who says, I've decided to learn guitar and watercolor and Portuguese. And then genuinely starts all three. Most won't stick, and that's fine. The ones that do reveal something true. Now, the Knight of Wands is the most dramatic figure in the deck, galloping forward, cape flying, horse rearing, going extremely fast somewhere. Whether somewhere is actually a useful destination is a detail he hasn't stopped to assess, because stopping would mean slowing down. The Knight of Wands will quit his job and move to another country and fall in love in the same week. Some of my favorite people have this energy. None of them have completed their taxes, by the way. The Queen of Wands is frequently summarized as confident and charismatic, which is accurate but undersells her. Look at the actual image. She holds a sunflower. Sunflowers track the sun. They orient toward light. They're symbols of finding your North Star and staying pointed at it. And at her feet, a black cat, which is pre-Victorian tradition and was associated with independence and with someone who walks between the worlds. The Queen of Wands has learned to direct fire with intention, which is genuinely rare. Anyone can be passionate. She is precise. The King of Wands sits on a throne decorated with salamanders. And here's where it gets interesting. In alchemical tradition, salamanders were believed to live in fire. Not survive it, live in it, be made of it. The King of Wands is someone who has been burned enough times to understand fire deeply. He is still bold, still visionary, but the recklessness has burned off. What remains is mastery. When Wands dominate a reading, energy is available. Momentum exists. The window is open. The question is not whether to act. The question is whether you're acting from something real or just acting because stillness makes you anxious. Some people sit around and tap on things, and some people bounce their leg up and down. You know, everybody's different. Fire is extraordinary. It is also the only element that consumes itself if it doesn't have something to burn. The philosopher Heraclitus, who was obsessed with fire to the point where his contemporaries found it slightly concerning, wrote that fire is the fundamental substance of the universe, that everything is fire in different states of transformation. That change is not something that happens to things. It is the nature of things. Wands understand this instinctively. Transformation is the point. Being static or complacent is the problem. The question that Wands asks is simple and not easy. And this is the question. What sets your soul on fire? And are you actually tending it or just talking about it? As always, remember to stand in your own truth.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.